You talk about the G8 happening in Germany. Don't know if you can say something about that and why. Why on earth are you going there?
Well, this will be the last G8, almost definitely, on mainland Europe. Because of the way we're travelling overland. We wanted to do stuff in Palestine as soon as possible, but also starting in the school holidays, and it made sense. We were going roughly in that direction at the same time, and we wanted to make the connections between what we were doing in Palestine and link information about what other people we know are doing in Palestine, with like olive harvest and selling olive soap and different like concrete festivals and things. And so it made sense to, you know, go through the G8 to be active ourselves, to stimulate activism around Palestine and climate action.
I think, yeah, the whole project is basically built on our network and people who is nice to us and really are helpful, and new people is coming all the time, and it's often I find it like, okay, you just need to ask for help, and there's actually people there with ideas and with time and support and stuff. And I think Germany and G8 is perfect for that, networking and sharing ideas and meeting the people with kind of the same, I mean, meeting the people that know what they don't want, we all agree about, we don't want this fucking G8, and then we support each other and stuff like that. Yeah, I think that's a big thing. I don't know how much I believe in this mass protesting thing, so I guess we're all going there with different proposals and stuff. But just the networking thing is really important for our tour through Europe.
As well, what we can bring to the G8, I think, not masked up, not going there with destructive, but going there creatively and positively, and I think that's important for everyone to see. I think that's important for people in the street in Germany to see, and I think for the other people around us, it's important. I always think that when it's like you get mob rule and you know, you get things get out of control, and I think there's something humanizing about being there and being warm and being playful, and you know, in whatever ways we can. I'm sure it would be very different to when the G8 was in Britain. The places, attitudes, and you know, our interaction with them, how that'll be, but just interacting with everyone that we meet, and what that can bring and give, and how that can strengthen us, and what we're going to do, as well as how we can highlight the concerns that are central to our project.
I think Stina's right that we've all got our own different takes on what we think is most effective at the G8, because I think we need to be very careful not to distance ourselves from people who are prepared to be destructive. I think one of the things interesting about this project is it is proactive peace project, which you don't see a lot of. Most peace projects are kind of aimed at the stopping the destruction. They're not going and physically trying to make peace, you know, plant seeds of peace. And I think that's interesting for people to support. People are excited by that. They're like, okay, this is, you know, you're taking something creative, but you're not just making it some sort of hippie everyone smile project. It's a sort of rooted in reality. But also the idea of climate camp, of living the way that you want to create in the future at the time, you know, it's a sort of action through how you're living, not just taking the action. And I think that's really important, and I think that ties into what Ben's saying about, you know, we do want to be open, but we can still be masked, just differently masked, and we can still be incredibly destructive, but with a smile on our faces. And I think that's quite interesting.
I think everyone should go. I think everyone, you know, there's so much of a feel among lots of different communities and parts of society that the leaders aren't representing what we believe in and what we want to happen. And yeah, that's what I mean. I don't think it should be like polarized, like, oh, there's these people here and they're smashing things, and it should be, you know, there should be everyone. It shouldn't just be left to the people that are going to have to get like physical, you know. It should be everyone should be stating the disagreement, and you know, it should be full of people, it should be families, and it should be all sorts of people and clowns, you know, as part of that.
It's just I'm coming from Copenhagen, and it's just like the biggest social centre in Copenhagen called the Youth House has just been evicted there, and basically there's nothing now, like it demolished. Yeah, and I think the biggest lesson learned, or what do you call it, in the fight after that was that everyone who agreed that this was wrong was just like they supported each other, and nobody took like distance from how each and everyone wanted to do this fight. I mean, there was riot in the streets for a few days, and there was like flowers barricading, and there was like all kind of methods, and all people could do actions, and do it. The most important thing was just that nobody took distance for what other people did, because that would just be that, like,
division.
Yeah,
unity.
Yeah, it's just really important, and you can feel it now in Copenhagen. It's like people are really coming together and breaking down those borders, because I'm in this organization, I'm in this organization, we can only do things together with the people we know in French groups and stuff. It's really like, all right, we're working together probably, and eating together, and yeah, it's good. Should be the same in GA, just in a global scale. It's really important.
It has to be as well. I think we, you know, like I said before, we have to make change now. It's not, I've been doing this for quite a while now, and it's been like we've got, this is the last 10 years, for more than 10 years. Yeah, definitely. Fact. That's like subjective experience, and we need to change in ourselves and in the way our movements and our networks work. We need to not dilute what we say and what we believe in and what we want to change, not become reformists, but be open and challenge things in ourselves. It's quite interesting, not the same at all, very different, but doing the Faslane actions last year and the beginning of this year, the crossover that brought, and the challenges that brought to people who normally would have nothing in common at all, who are starting to feel that now we have to make change. It's not a question anymore. And that involves being radical. Whether you're a confrontational or whether you're a pacifist, you can still be radical. And it was very interesting being part of those groups. It was very hard. You know, many times I was thinking, why am I working with these religious people when I want to be in Copenhagen fighting the police on the street? You know, but to me, it was a different process. It was the same process. It was people deciding they had more in common than they had against each other, and yeah, taking control, reclaiming that kind of future.
And to get back to the project, I think this is the whole idea about going through Europe, to like bring those ideas through and try to work together with people. Like, you can see this is the right way to do it, so now we're actually doing it, and try to communicate that all around, make the networking and stuff like that.